वासुदेवाय वेधसे पपुर्ज्ञानमयं सौम्या यन्मुखाम्बुरुहावत्सवम् नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे पपुर्ज्ञानमयं सौम्या यन्मुखाम्बुरुहासवम् नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय वेदसे पुरुज्ञानमयं सौम्यं वासुदेवाय वेदसे पुरुज्ञानमयं सौम्यं वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग नमः माय ओबेसेंसेस तस्मै अंटू हिम भगवते अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वासुदेवाय अंटू वासुदेव और हिज इनकार्नेशंस वेधसे द कंपाइलर ऑफ द वैदिक लिटरेचर्स पपुह ड्रंक ज्ञानम नॉलेज अयम दिस वैदिक नॉलेज सौम्याह द डिवोटीज स्पेशली द कंसोर्ट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा यत फ्रॉम हूज मुख अम्बरूह द लोटस लाइक माउथ आसवम नेक्टर फ्रॉम हिज माउथ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudev, who compiled the Vedic scriptures. The pure devotees drink up the nectarian transcendental knowledge, dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. Purport. In pursuance of the specific utterance Vedase, or the compiler of the system of transcendental knowledge, Srila Sridhar Swami has commented that the respectful obeisances are offered to Srila Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of Vasudeva. Srila Jiva Goswami has agreed to this, but Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has made a further advance, namely that the nectar from the mouth of Lord Krishna is transferred to his different consorts, and thus they learn the finer arts of music, dance, dressing, decorations, and all such things which are relished by the Lord. Such music, dance, and decorations enjoyed by the Lord are certainly not anything mundane, because the Lord is addressed in the very beginning as para, or transcendental. This transcendental knowledge is unknown to the forgotten conditioned souls. Srila Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of the Lord, thus compiled the Vedic literatures to revive the lost memory of the conditioned souls about their eternal relation with the Lord. One should therefore try to understand the Vedic scriptures or the nectar transferred by the Lord to his consorts in the conjugal humor from the lotus-like mouth of Vyasdev or Sukadev. By gradual development of transcendental knowledge, one can rise to the stage of transcendental arts of music and dance displayed by the Lord in his Rasa Leela. But without having the Vedic knowledge, one can hardly understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's Rasa dance and music. The pure devotees of the Lord, however, can equally release the nectar in the form of the profound philosophical discourses and in the form of kissing by the Lord in the Rasa dance, as there is no mundane distinctions between the two. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savdvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyai Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, welcome to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Please bless so that I can speak something which can be useful to all of us and which can purify myself. So today we are on this verse of Canto 2, Chapter 4. The title of the chapter is The Process of Creation, in which the sages in Naimisharanya, they are asking questions about the creation. And referring to that, and they are asking, and in that, Suta Goswami is giving narration about what Sukadeva Goswami spoke to Parikshit Maharaj in this regard. So in this chapter, all their prayers and process of creation are described. And basically the Lord is glorified in this, how he in a summary form he has described that how is the origin of everything. And now in this verse, Parikshit Maharaj is saying that I offer my respectful obeisance unto Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of Vasudeva who compiled the Vedic scriptures. The pure devotee drinks up the nectarian transcendental knowledge dropping from the lotus-like mouth of the Lord. So here the compiler of the Veda, Vyasadeva, is being glorified, who is writing this scripture so that every one of us can get benefit from this. And in the purport, Prabhupada is writing that the particular term about Vedase. That Vedase means the compiler of the system of transcendental knowledge. And he is giving reference from the Sridhar Swami Tika that he has commented that respectful obeisances are offered to Srila Vyasadeva. But further, the different commentaries from especially Jiva Goswami, he has agreed. But then further than him, Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has made further advance, namely that the nectar from the mouth of the Lord Krishna is transferred to his different consorts, and thus they learn the finer arts of music, dance, dressing, decorations, and all such things which are relished by the Lord. So, not only Vyasadeva, it is, and further it is said that this knowledge is transferred by Vyasadeva to Sukhdev Goswami, and further it is coming through disciplic succession. So all these things which are coming, the origin is Krishna. He has transferred this knowledge to his different consorts, and through them this the art of dance, music, all things are propagating. And this dance and music are not mundane, because the Lord is addressed in the very beginning as para. Para, that is transcendental, which is beyond of this material world. So anything which is beyond of this material world has no tinge of this material consciousness, especially. And this transcendental knowledge is unknown to forgotten conditioned souls who are from time immemorial are traveling in this material world and trying to lord over the material nature time and again in different births from time immemorial. They are trying this, but they are not successful. They are always getting frustrated. So this knowledge is forgotten by the conditioned soul. Originally, this knowledge is there, Satchidananda, but it has been covered from time immemorial. Since they have rebelled from the Supreme Lord, this knowledge is covered. And Srila Vyasadeva, who is incarnation of the Lord, thus compiled the Vedic literature to revive the lost memory of the conditioned souls about their eternal relationship with the Lord. So, pure devotees, they revive this knowledge so that we can get benefit. The conditioned souls of this world can get benefit. And he said that pure devotees of the Lord, however, can equally release the nectar in the form of profound philosophy, discourses, profound philosophical discourses, and in the form of kissing by the Lord in the rasa dance, as there is no mundane distinction between the two. But for us, for the living entity, this is not the same case, because we are having our own anarthas. We have been programmed in a way to process the received information in only one way, that how I can get benefit from this, how I can enjoy my senses. Any information goes inside our brain, inside the data goes inside. The only process our mind does is that, what is there in for me, how I can enjoy myself. So when we hear the transcendental pastime of Lord, especially the conjugal pastime of the Lord, a conditioned soul immediately becomes infatuated, and he considers the act of the Lord same as what he does in this material world, completely mundane. But that is not the case. To understand that, whole scriptures are there. When we read the scriptures properly, in proper guidance, then we can come to the knowledge and the platform that what the Lord is doing is not mundane. And for that purpose, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that the conjugal pastime or very intimate pastime of the Lord are described in the 10th canto. But before that, all the 9 cantos are describing the different activities of the Lord. First, it is describing who the Lord is, what he does. So all these 9 cantos, and the 2nd canto, and 5th canto especially, deals with creation of this material universe. So when we hear this knowledge of the scripture that how Krishna is manifesting this whole material creation, then we come to know, we get an understanding that he is not some ordinary person who is doing this mundane activities. He is beyond our mental capacity. What he is doing, we can't even fathom what he is doing in the material universe. Leave what he is doing in the transcendental abode. So here the activities of Lord, when we read from the scriptures, what is the size, gigantic size of this universe is, how this is maintained, we are just flabbergasted. We are amazed. And then one can know such, like you see the universe, what is the size of the universe? One universe. Millions of yojanas, 500 some million of yojanas is the inner diameter of the universe. And beyond that, the first 8 coverings are there. First is earth, then water, then fire, then air, then a sky. So, and then mind, intelligence is also there. So each layer, the first layer is 10 times of the innermost diameter. And second layer is 10 times more. So if we consider one, just like 1 meter, then the next covering is 10 meter, then next covering is 100 meter. So if we just consider the size of the universe, if such is the one size of the universe, inner universe, so we can't even fathom this. It will go beyond of this room if we consider all the 8 layers. So to contain this one universe, the outer layers are such vast, such big. And the innermost layer, in that the 7 islands are there. The mid island is Jambudvip, in which we are residing. In that the mountain of golden mountain is there. In that the seventh part, the southernmost part, and that also 9 division is there. In that one Bharatvarsha is there, and there we are situated. So this is the size, the huge size, gigantic size of this universe is. And who is doing all this thing, creation? Lord is creating, but not directly. He is creating through His agencies. We encounter sometimes people outside, they consider that this whole universe is manifested through Devi, Lord Durga. They are having their own version, Devi Bhagavatam. So that is not untrue. Maya dhakchena prakriti suyate sa characharam. So it is the energy of Krishna, Lord Durga, who is manifesting, but there the direct connection with Lord is not shown. Here Krishna is, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the direct relation with the Krishna is shown, that how for everything and each thing what is being manifested, Krishna is the source. He is supplying everything and His energies are doing. It is not that Krishna has to come every time to create all these things. And He creates the primary ingredients, earth, water, fire, the senses, and then Brahma comes in the pictures and He creates further. He do secondary creations. He creates different bodies for different living entities. And so the creation goes on. So here it is written that this creation is done by whom? The Lord. So all these 9 cantos, before 10 cantos, this describes the activities of the Lord, then the activities of the Lord outside of Vrindavan. So where, when we see especially this creation, His maintenance of the devotee, Oshanam, Pushanam, Yutaya, all these things, then we come to know that, oh, this personality is not some ordinary person like one of us. He is beyond the mental capacity of ours and beyond everything. We can't fathom. We may just get a glimpse that, and if we are fortunate enough to receive the mercy of the pure devotees, then we can come to the knowledge of, okay, He is actually beyond our capacity. Otherwise, to understand also that is very difficult, that He is beyond our capacity. And first, these 9 cantos, when we hear, when we know, and after that, when enters into the 10th canto, then He considers Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not some ordinary person. Then He is always aware, whatever He is doing, is not some mundane activity. It is far beyond our capacity to fathom. And this knowledge is being distributed through this disciplic succession. So Vyasadeva, His representatives are there. and his representatives, as written here, the pure devotees, they distributed this knowledge. The pure knowledge is descended from the disciplic succession, and pure devotees acts like a transparent wire medium. The transparent wire medium, if the light passes through some clear glass, it reaches the another side completely. And if the glass is opaque or some dust is there, will not be able to receive the light properly. So pure devotee act like transparent wire medium. Whatever is coming from Krishna, that is being transferred to the living entity. And then depends the capacity of the living entity, the jiva, which state he is in, so he will receive. Wet grass, dry grass, all type of grasses are there, living entities are there. So how much he receives is based on the capacity of the living entity. So as anartha decreases in the living entity, he is able to receive more and more. He is experienced the more and more the mercy of Lord Krishna. And also pure devotee is having another pure devotee, especially reincarnation of like Vyasadeva and his representatives, sometimes work or act just more like just than a plain glass. They act like concave glass. Sunlight, we see sometimes the sunlight, if you put a paper in the sunlight, the paper will not burn. But you, if we pass the sunlight through a convex glass, then the paper starts burning. Similarly, the pure devotee of the Lord, the representative of the Lord, they see the condition of the living entity, and whatever is required based on that particular time, place and circumstances, they present the same thing in such a way that the living entity can easily understand. And it ignites, kindles the fire within the living entity to know about the Supreme Lord, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And that the fire kindles, and then he comes in the contact of devotional service. Then gradually his anartha, while practicing this devotional service, gradually improves. Gradually it decreases. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha tavagni nirvapanam. So as he follow the process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, which is described in the Vedic scriptures, the best possible method for this age of Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By following the process, he gradually improves his conditions, the disease, the material fever gradually subsides, and he is able to release what is the nectar, the sugar cane juice, as it is written in Upadesamrita. When the person is having jaundice, he is not able to release this sugar cane juice. But when he keeps drinking same sugar cane juice every day, the sugar cane juice acts like a medicine. It gradually subsides his pitta, and he is able to revive his taste, his health, and he is able to release. Otherwise, the same sugar cane juice appears very bitter when one is having severe jaundice. Even in the fever, we see that nothing is palatable. Your pitta is so high. But when fever subsides, we are again able to release our food. So similarly, the fever of material, this fever is of material fever. This is material fever in which we are infested with the disease to lord it over material nature. Then how to reduce it? We reduce it by the process given in the scriptures, by following the pure devotees, what they are guiding, how to follow the process of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada, we see that how he is one of such pure devotee example. In the modern time, who is acting like a convex mirror, who is compiling all this data for us. Although the Vyasadev is compiler, but for the modern day, we can say our Vyasadev is Prabhupada for the current time. Who is compiling, seeing the condition, nature of the living entity, how we can revive ourselves. When he first met his spiritual master, at the first meeting, he was given instruction, preach this knowledge in English language. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not knowing externally, he was not knowing. And Prabhupada was not knowing who Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is. One of his friend Narottam Malik, he insisted Prabhupada to come and see him. He's such a nice person, about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So finally Prabhupada agreed, not philosophically, he was not convinced, but just to please his friend Narottam Malik, he went to hear the discourse of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Utkal Danga Road. And that place is now ISKCON has that place is now under the maintenance of ISKCON. So if you can go Calcutta, you can see same ambience they have maintained, the terrace which we see in the picture. Sometimes that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is sitting and some few disciples are there and Prabhupada is also sitting one side. So same ambience, it looks that you have transported to the same time when Prabhupada was there at Utkal Danga Road. So there Prabhupada was hearing a lecture, and that in that lecture Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you should preach this knowledge in English language. And that time he was not introduced with him, but later on, whenever Prabhupada, after the lecture, his one reply was that he is a nice gentleman. He was immediately impressed by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he said to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that our country is not independent. So who is going to listen our message? Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that the living entity is imprisoned. I am paraphrasing that. He is imprisoned in this material world, and this is much more important that he has to come out from this material world. So this cannot wait. Actual independence is to come out of this cycle of material, this cycle of birth and death, and go back home, back to Godhead. Instead of that, we are focusing on just independence from one country, and it is not that we are not asking to do that, but simultaneously we have to think of our soul also. Just to maintain our body, to get better facility, but doing nothing about the soul is like committing suicide, spiritual suicide. Again, we have got one chance in this human form of life where we can revive this knowledge, but we are wasting this just to maintain better position. Just the best benefit what we can achieve in this human form of life, especially if we have taken birth in India, that revive our spiritual consciousness. If we can upgrade our material condition of life, but if that upgradation of material condition of life is not helping us in achieving the further goal of transcendental life, then it is a waste. Because after this life, we are again going to go in some different species, where we are again going to get the same pain, birth, old age, disease and death, and all three types of adhyatmik, adhibhautik, these type of places there. So, Srila Prabhupada has acted as a modern saint. He is an example that, and he took this task of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to preach this language in English. And whenever he met further with his spiritual master, his request was, whenever you get money, print books. Message was to just preach this knowledge. And what Prabhupada had done, if you see the literatures, see there how many books are there in the shelf. Only Bhagavad Gita is more than in 50 languages now it has been translated. Bhagavatam is there. All this like encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge there, and in a form which we all can connect with. Otherwise Vedas are there, written by many persons. You can read Vedas, but hardly anyone will come to the conclusion of the Vedas, that the conclusion of Veda is to surrender unto Krishna. So better to read few literatures and come to the conclusion rather than reading the vast literatures and lost in this jungle. It is said Bhava Atavi. Atavi means jungle. So the literatures are also like that. If you are not properly guided, then we will just keep traveling and we will be entangled in dharma, artha, kama, moksha, kama, and hardly one will come to the knowledge of moksha. I was hearing one lecture of Sichashtakam Prabhu. He was giving on Bhagavad Gita. In that he said that the three modes of material nature are like three type of dacoits or three type of person in the jungle. Suppose you have gone for expedition in some very vast jungle and you are lost there in that jungle. So some person comes, whatever you are having money and everything, he thrashes you completely, take away all your wealth and he just leave you. Just leave your breath. Thoda jaan chhod deta. And then he leaves. You are completely devastated. Then you gain consciousness. Then after some days, some person comes. He brings you to some better place in that forest where some water is there. And he feeds you something. And then he also leaves. And after that, after a few days, some another person comes. What he does? He brings you to some far better place where nice place, nice garden, some fruits are there. You can enjoy, you can eat, and you can live happily. But none of them helps you to come out of that jungle. That means you are in that jungle only. And what will happen? All three persons are existing in that jungle. If you regain the health, again collect some wealth and everything in that jungle, again the first person will appear in due course of time. And he will again harass you. And he will take everything. So this cycle goes on in this material world, where the person is again looted and looted. And across of these scriptures, and we are not utilizing it properly, then it is also the same jungle. There, rajogun, tamogun, satogun is there. Here in the satogun also we are lost. But we are not coming to the top level of suddha sattva. So Prabhupada is giving this knowledge in such a way there where we can receive this knowledge and purify ourselves. And what is the, how the massive task is this? Once I was calculating that how much Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada has printed. In Bhagavad Gita, if you turn the second page, the number of copies printed is written. First edition, this, second edition, this year, this much edition. So I wrote down all the number of copies and calculated what is the volume of one copy of Bhagavad Gita. And I had done that 17 years before. Now the score is much more. And just for English Bhagavad Gita, I calculated the total volume. You will be amazed to know what was the volume. 1 kilometer of cube. A cube contains 1 kilometer. 1 kilometer height, 1 kilometer length, 1 kilometer breadth. That was the volume of Bhagavad Gita printed 17 years back so far. In English only. Not including any other language. And consider the book distribution, the rate watch the book distribution of Srila Prabhupada is going on, BBT books are going on. Maybe in these 10 years, it has covered same amount what it has covered 17 years back. So, in that only one language, Bhagavad Gita, so much volume. When Prabhupada was writing this book, sometimes wagons of 15, 16 wagons of railway car, they are full of Bhagavad Gita. It will print from some place and being transported. So such massive task Prabhupada has done. And it is our responsibility to distribute these books. How much Prabhupada has, how much he was desiring to distribute these books, we can see through his life journey that when he was, his spiritual master said, whenever you get money, print books. And he was writing articles and trying to publish it. 2-3 pages of articles. He was distributing these articles on the streets of Delhi. And whenever people will argue him, put some question, he will write down these questions. And next article will come up with the answer of these questions. No time business, modern man. Sometime he asked to purchase his literature to someone and he said, I don't have time. So people were saying no time. So now the next printing of the article was no time business of modern man. And he will give modern detailed explanation with reference to Vedic literature. And similarly, someone asked, why are you distributing this small literature? Print books. Then it will be beneficial. Then he got an idea. No. Actually, what he is saying is correct. So from Back to Godhead, then Back to Godhead magazine started, and the books, whatever, he was already, some books he had written. Before printing these books, he had written Bhagavad Gita, but somehow or other it was lost in his house. Then again, he did full, all exercise, and he, exercise means, he again put his full energy and translated this Bhagavad Gita. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. బిఫోర్ గోయింగ్ టు వెస్ట్ హీ పబ్లిష్డ్ 3 volumes ఆఫ్ ఫస్ట్ క్యాంటో ఆఫ్ భాగవతం, అండ్ విత్ దాట్ హీ వెంట్ టు యునైటెడ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ అమెరికా. And in Jaladuta, he suffered 3 heart attacks. And there he is writing in his poem, Bado Kripa Koile Krishna. And he is referring to the slokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, that if these people hear, time and again hear this Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Sravanam, then what will happen to them? Kama Lobhas Chadaye. All this anartha will gradually decrease and the bhakti will arise in their heart. Prabhupada is distributing these books and trying to spread this knowledge. And in this month of book marathon, what we are trying to do, we are trying to please Prabhupada by distributing these books all the more. It is not that in other months we don't want to distribute books, but in this book, in this month of book marathon, which we particularly say, we have a consolidated effort to distribute more and more books. Like we see that our devotee in distributing, already have started book distribution. So like in Nanded, our Arvind Madhavpuru is there. He is doing book distribution. He has already started. His score are already coming. And we have planned in a bigger way, after certain days we will also start. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that whoever distributes this knowledge, he is very dear to me. Ya idam param guhyam mad bhakteswa abhidhasyati bhakti param kritva mamaisva atma sansaya mamavatya sansaya. He is saying that whoever gives this most confidential knowledge to other, he is very dear, and he easily attains bhakti. And no one is more dearer than that person to me. Na cha tasman manushyesu. There is no one who is more dearer, who distributes this literature to others, this transcendental literature. So we should also try to distribute this literature of Prabhupada and act in this disciplic succession to achieve the mercy what Prabhupada is distributing by distributing all these books. Hare Krishna. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki, Gaur Virvanande.